And then it's now time to go back to school. And I don't remember how we went back this time, but we got back to school, and I was there just a short while when the Duke Blue Devils drummer was leaving school, and they needed a drummer. Well, Les asked me would I like to try out for the band, and of course I said I sure would. However, there was a really good drummer they had in the freshman band by the name of Jack Stamaton, and I knew that I wasn't as good a drummer as he, but nobody seemed to like him too much. He was really the kind of a guy that didn't really go over with the fellows. So we had the tryouts. I remember the tunes we played, Here Come the British with a Bang Bang and Stars Fell Over Alabama. Those were the two tunes I tried out with. Well, I guess they liked me well enough because I got the job. And that changed my whole life, of course. I had to quit the boarding house job because I was now going to work with the band at the boys' union 1 month and then the girls' campus the next month. So that began, something that lasted me most of the rest of my life, I guess. To begin my new career, I should have had a new drum set, but I still had the same old $35 set I started with many years ago. Oh, I've added a couple cymbals and a few things like that, but really still had the same bass drum and snare drum and things like that. But to get started in a new band, that was really, really a thrill. We went downtown to the sharpest tailor in town and got really great uniforms. Even had vests. I have a picture showing that. And we started rehearsing. We had four saxophones plus less, making five. Three trumpets and a trombone, and three rhythm. I can remember one of the first things Les mentioned to me was, now look, I want you to keep time. I don't care about all the fancy tricks. And the bass drum, I want to feel but not hear. So I always remembered that. And we started with our rehearsals. Now, Les was the arranger, did all the arranging, and the conductor, of course, led the band. And we started a new idea. In other words, we were more or less like the old Casaloma band, the beginning, and we listened to Benny Goodman when he was playing his Let's Dance program Saturday nights from, I think he played some of it from Catalina. Anyway, Les got into this swing idea and started to change our arrangements, or make the arrangements for the band on the swing style instead of the stomping style of the old Glenn Gray Orchestra. And this proved to be a great new idea because our work started to come in really, really good. We played all the Duke dances. Of course, Johnny Long played the same. When we played over at the University of North Carolina, which is only 12 miles away, and we played at the North Carolina State, oh gosh, Wake Forest and the downtown at the Washington Duke Hotel. That was the hotel in town. And we played a lot of private parties down there. Traveled most every weekend somewhere in some school in the area. I remember getting into class sometimes with tuxedos on a Monday morning. And the teachers knew what we did. They knew that we never had a chance to study, especially over the weekends. But we did our playing, and the band really was a good sounding band. We had two singers, piano player was a singer, and I'll think of his name later, and Herb Muse, saxophone player, he was a singer. So it was a well-rounded orchestra with we played now very good dance music. We could do concerts, and by playing every night, either at the girls' campus or the boys' campus, plus our rehearsals, we really became a tight unit. And we bought a 1932 great big black Cadillac. Now this was an old car, but it was really nice. And we had what we called the Black Mariah, which was a trailer, a great big black box where we carried all our instruments. We had 11 in the band. No, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Well, let's see. We had 12 in the band, and we traveled in the Cadillac, all 12 of us. It was really an interesting thing, but we did get around to play all of the various places. And it came time for the Christmas vacation, and we found there was an agent in Richmond, Virginia, by the name of Humphreys. And he booked various bands and groups and so forth all through the South. So he booked a tour for us during the Christmas holidays, which took us up into the Richmond area, Norfolk. And we played a lot of girls' schools. We played the University of Virginia. We played at, every school in the territory. And we had a wonderful Christmas with our work. In fact, this is a time, the song called "The Music Goes Round and Round." If you guys don't know, I don't know who remembers it. I certainly